first one was obviously pulled back. I mean, you know, was that one of the summer calls, the penalty, first interception?
I went and talked to him, and, you know, he felt like that there was some contact there, and, you know, I respect his call. You know, he made it. It is what it is. And obviously, you know, I just had to move on to the next play.
Neither of those catches were very, those were not easy catches. You know, sometimes the ball's thrown right to you. Those were not.
I used to play receiver back in the day, believe it or not. And then, once you drop too many balls, they move you to defensive back. So, they were very tough catches. At the same time, I pride myself on, having really good hands.
I mean, it's usually when you get one, it's pulled back. You know, you don't get enough. You know what I mean? It's like getting a foul home run, then getting a real home run. It must have been nice to get that second one.
Well, at the same time, you know what they say. You know, they come in bunches. So once you get one, you know, you get two, three. You know, they start coming. So, you know, obviously, you know, the play came my way. I just happened to catch it.
At this point in the preseason, after all you guys have been through with the penalties and stuff, when you make that second interception, are you kind of spooked and looking around for a flag?
Not really, because on the second one, I know I didn't touch anybody. So. I wasn't even close to touching anybody. So, you know, on the second one when I caught it, I felt bodies around me. So when I stood up, you know, the most important thing is ball security. So, you know, I just held onto the ball tight and just went down to the ground.
Exactly. Does 5-0 mean anything? Does 5-0 in the preseason mean anything?
It means a lot. I mean, you know, that's attitude that we want to take on into the season. I mean, you know, you don't want to be 0-4 going into the season, you know, but at the same time, you know, it helps us a lot, you know, especially, you know, coming off, you know, last year and stuff like that. So, like, you know, we want to keep this going. You know, we want to keep this momentum that we have going.
Zach, they talked about the rule changes around less touching by the defensive backs, but also offensively they were supposed to correct some things that receivers were doing. Have you seen that play out in the preseason, the offensive interference?
I've seen it a few times. You know, you don't see it as much as far as, like, other defensive backs. But, you know, the guy told me that he missed one today. I told him, you know, he was like, yeah, you know, I missed that one. I was like, well, you missed mine too. But at the same time, it was all fun and jokes. We were just laughing about it. But at the same time, you know, they have a tough job to do. I hope, you know, from the preseason that they're able to go back, watch film, and, you know, be able to, make some adjustments to kind of help out the offense and the defense at the same time. Because, you know, you can throw that flag every single time because there's going to be some type of contact there.
Now, Zach, you're coming from a system in Chicago where, you know, everything was predicated on getting the bump at the line of scrimmage. For a guy like you and the way you play with your physical nature, has it been a little bit more difficult trying to adjust the way they're really being tight with the 5 yards legal contact?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very tough. I mean, at the same time, you know, you got to learn how to play with your feet, too. But, you know, they can touch you and you can touch them. Some officials will call this way, some officials will call that way. You can't really worry about the play call. And the only thing you can go out there is just keep playing and keep playing your style of ball.
I'm sorry, I jumped in late. Can you take us to the two picks? I know one got called back. What happened on each play?
It was a double move, and I stayed on top of the receiver. And I really didn't think he was going to throw it. But when I saw him step up into the pocket, I was like, he's about to launch this thing. So I just kept running and obviously, you know, I made the play on the ball. And the second one, it was kind of thrown a little bit behind me, so I had to kind of stop and reach out and dive and catch it. But, you know, there were plays that came my way, and at the same time, you know, I took advantage of the opportunity and made it.